The Daily Office Readings for Tuesday.
From Proper 15, After Pentecost.
A reading from the Book of Psalms, Psalm 121 and 122. I lift up mine eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in, from this time on and forevermore. Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city that is bound firmly together. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For there the thrones for judgment were set up, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, and security within your towers. For the sake of my relatives and friends, I will say, Peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. The Word of the Lord. A reading from the Book of Judges, Chapter 18, Verses 1 through 15. In those days there was no king in Israel, and in those days the tribe of the Danites was seeking for itself a territory to live in, for until then no territory among the tribes of Israel had been allotted to them. So the Danites set 5 valiant men from the whole number of their clan, from Zorah, from Eshtaol, to spy out the land and to explore it. And they said to them, Go, explore the land. When they came to the hill country of Ephraim, to the house of Micah, they stayed there. While they were at Micah's house, they recognized the voice of the young Levite. So they went over to him and asked him, Who brought you here? What are you doing in this place? What is your business here? He said to them, Micah did such and such for me, and hired me, and I have become his priest. Then they said to him, Inquire of God, that we may know whether the mission we are undertaking will succeed. The priest replied, Go in peace. The mission you are on is under the eye of the Lord. The 5 men went on, and when they came to Laish, they observed the people who were there living securely, after the manner of the Sidonites, quiet and unsuspecting, lacking nothing on earth, and possessing wealth. Furthermore, they were far from the Sidonians, and had no dealings with Aram. When they came to the kinsfolk at Zorah and Eshtaol, they said to them, What do you report? They said, Come, let us go up against them, for we have seen the land, and it is very good. Will you do nothing? Do not be slow to go, but enter in and possess the land. When you go, you will come to an unsuspecting people. The land is broad. God has indeed given it into your hands, a place where there is no lack of anything on earth. 600 men of the Danite clan, armed with weapons of war, set out from Zorah and Eshtaol, and went up and encamped at Kiriath Jearim in Judah. On this account, that place is called Menadeh Dan to this day. It is west of Kiriath Jearim. From there they passed on to the hill country of Ephraim, and came to the house of Micah. Then the 5 men who had gone out to spy the land, that is, Laish, said to their comrades, Do you know that in these buildings there are an ephod, tetraphim, and an idol of cast metal? Now, therefore, consider what you will do. So they turned in that direction, and came to the house of the young Levite, at the home of Micah, and greeted him. The Word of the Lord. A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 30 through 47. As this reading is beginning, Jesus is explaining that he has power over the dead and can call them from tombs, raise them, and reward or punish them. I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek to do not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. If I testify about myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that his testimony to me is true. You send messengers to John, and he testified to the truth. Not that I accept such human testimony, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But I have a testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father has given me to complete, the very works that I am doing, testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself testified on my behalf. You have never heard his voice or seen his form, and you do not have his word abiding in you, because you do not believe him whom he hath sent. You search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that testify on my behalf. Yet you refuse to come to me to have life. I do not accept glory from human beings, but I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come from my Father's name, and you do not accept me. If another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept glory from one another, and do not seek the glory that comes from the one who alone is God? Do you not think that I will accuse you before the Father? Your accuser is Moses, on whom you have set your hope. If you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe what he wrote, how will you believe what I say? The Word of the Lord.